I guess we can now answer the question. We finally know exactly where Joe Hogsett is, because he came out with a safety plan that is as boring, as predictable, as pathetic, as weak as you would have thought. It's the standard nonsense progressive plan. It's not a plan. It is talking point after talking point. And his office has to know that what he put out there, that what they let him put out there, doesn't keep a single Hoosier safer. Let's say it again. Joe Hogsett can't keep a single Hoosier safe, because he's still unwilling to deal with the problems. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning, good to be with you. He came out of his bunker, and everyone was like, oh, there's Joe.
Mayor Joe Hogsett.
And he's like, after 7 years on the job, you know, I was going to be the public safety mayor. Now I've got a plan. I got a plan, everybody. Listen to my plan. His plan that will be introduced in front of the city county council would ban semi-automatic rifles in Marion County and raise the age to purchase a firearm to 21 and roll back the 2022 law banning gun permits. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who wrote it like that? Russ. Talk about Russ McQuaid over at Fox 59. Russ. There's a ban on gun permits? No. Constitutional carry doesn't require you to have a permit. But I believe because I'm right, you can still get a permit. You can get a permit. Because if you want to have your firearm in another state that, let's say, has reciprocity, you would still need the permit. Unless that state also had constitutional carry, in which case I don't believe it would matter. But permits weren't banned, Russ McQuaid. Simple mistake. Please fix that. Somebody at Fox 59, wake up Russ. Permits weren't banned. We engaged constitutional carry. Am I wrong? Do I have this off base? I don't believe I do. But you think that permitless carry is the issue, Joe Hogsett? My God, how weak is your team? Does everybody on your team have a soft head? You're going to ban the AR-15, are you? Is that what you're going to do? You're so tough and you're so brave. You understand that no one in this Democratic Party of Indiana, no one who's a member of the City County Council, not a one of them, wants to deal with the issues of why the violence takes place. All they want to do is take away your ability to protect and defend yourself. You're the problem. They are so low rent, so weak of mind. Lowest hanging fruit, you know, the things that get talked about nationally that never go anywhere and Americans don't have the stomach for, that's what they want to do. It's pathetic. This is pathetic. You're going to ban semi-automatics? So you're going to ban the AR-15. What about my Sig Sauer? P365. Well, you going to ban that too? You're right. It's not an AR. It's on my hip. Do you even know what you're talking about? Do you have any idea what you're talking about? You think what's happening in the streets with homelessness, with the violence, is about guns? You think that's what's causing the issue? You're pathetic. And we shouldn't take your crap. Or we should say, you know what? This is what the people voted for. This is what the people of Indianapolis elected.
They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash.
let the whole city fall apart and let Jefferson Shreve come in, pick up the pieces, and rebuild something worthwhile. I mean, dear Lord. Joe Hogsett has not given you any reasons to vote for him. Is he? An unserious man in a most serious time.